And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 22nd of May, 2011. It was on this day, 1842, 1,000 pioneers headed west on the Oregon Trail, the beginning of what was known as the Great Migration, a trail about 2,000 miles from the Missouri River to the Willamette Valley in Oregon. When the fur traders first discovered the trail in the early 19th century, you could only traverse it on foot or by horse, but by the late 1830s, it was accessible to wagons. And a lawyer in Missouri named Peter Burnett felt the call of the West. He wrote later, "I saw that a great American community would grow up in the space of a few years upon the distant Pacific, and I felt an ardent desire to aid in this most important enterprise." So he organized a wagon train, 300 men, women, and children, 50 wagons. It left Independence, Missouri on this day in 1843. By the time they reached Topeka, the number of people had more than doubled. They encountered herds of bison, villages of prairie dogs, reached Fort Laramie, Wyoming in 40 days, about 670 miles, through the Rocky Mountains, over the Colorado River, through Fort Bridger, Fort Boise, finally arriving in the Willamette Valley 5 months after they had set out from Independence. Four more wagon trains made the journey the next year, but the trail gradually fell out of use as railroad lines began to crisscross the country, and it was abandoned entirely in the 1870s. In 1906, on this day, Orville and Wilbur Wright were granted a patent for the flying machine. 1868, the great train robbery, Marshfield, Indiana, the Reno gang got away with $100,000. And it's the birthday of the first openly gay man elected to public office, Harvey Milk, born Woodmere, New York, 1930. Moved to San Francisco, he ran for city supervisor in 1973. He was defeated again in 1975. He lost. And then in 1977, he campaigned on civil rights issues, but also for less expensive child care and free public transportation and the creation of a police board, and won by 30%, and was shot down the following year by another city supervisor, Dan White. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Kennedy, Brush Strokes. At bedtime, my Norwegian grandmother sits on the small bench before a dressing table, unbraids her hair to brush it. I sit on the edge of the bed to watch, fascinated by the two of her, her back in front of me with silver hair cascading down it like a waterfall, while her face, soft to touch as a pansy, peers to smile at me from the mirror. It's good, she instructs me with confidence, to brush your hair 100 strokes each day. Side by side, in our shared bed, she teaches me the 23rd Psalm. Together, we lie down in the green pastures of Norway. Oh, beautiful, we stop by the still waters of fjords. Together, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So thrilling, that encounter with dark, soft as a brush stroke, and we come through unscathed. Brush Strokes, Joyce Kennedy, from her collection Ghost Lamp, published by Laurel Poetry Collective and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.